Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Earth Angels. Make yourself at home. I am Venus, Master Mary Rose, your golden era anchor, and this is Sparkle Bomb Radio, broadcasting 100% divine love to help light your way even in the darkest of nights. Come on in and say hello to everyone. I see we already have a listener. Share with us where you're from, where you're tuning in from on the planet, and how you relate to this episode, or what insights you're experiencing from this spiritual channel. Hello? Hi, we have a visitor.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy. How's Sacramento today?
It's really cold. It almost looks like it's going to rain.
Well, that's winter for you, hey? It's pretty wet up here in Vancouver, too. It's been slushy. Snowy, hairy, slushy. Yeah, did you have anything you want to share with us?
Well, are you taking questions about the future?
Well, I can take questions about the future. I'm going to go into a guided meditation for sleepy time. And before we go into that, what is your question?
Well, my question is, I asked my boss to be transferred to member services because that's my background and that's what I was hired for, but the team I'm on in a medical insurance call center is for doctor member services, and it's mostly doctor calls that I'm not trained on. So I'm going to talk to him next week. Mainly, I want to keep my job at least one more year, but I'm also applying online. So that's basically what I'm going to be concerned about.
So what is your specific question? Can you
will
make it a
I? Sure. Will I remain employed for at least one more year from today?
Give me one moment. I'm gonna change this. So you want to be? You mean be employed with this current employer or a new situation?
I didn't quite understand. I'm sorry.
Do you want to be employed? Do you mean to be employed currently with the same business that you're in now, or do you mean employed with anyone?
You know what? Quite honestly, I want to leave this position, but I want to keep my current job until I get that letter of employment offer from the new job. So it's too stressful where I am, but it's a paycheck is my answer. So basically, I just want to keep this job until I get a new job.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm getting my cards come up and talk about keeping the weight off, keeping the debt off, keeping the sense of finances clear. So it looks like you will be employed within this year. You could even step into something else that just feels a little more comfortable. If there are opportunities for you, I'm picking, I've got a little more insights coming into my lap here just a minute. It's like over the next 6 months, like between spring, summer, you want to let yourself dream a bit and reshape everything to what you want to be involved with. Find your passions, find where you feel comfortable. There's no need to just feel disconnected from being employed ever. You can find opportunities. You will be employed.
Okay.
You're not leaving yourself up in the air with finances.
What?
Yeah,
oh,
and you can find this joy. You're getting like an angel of keeping that lighthearted around finances. You're happier feeling that safety, and you have that safety. You don't need to just detach from employment. you are able to tap into your joy, whatever situation you're doing, and you are able to adjust it throughout this year.
Well, thank you.
But especially during spring and summer, you're going to find new opportunities sort of talking to you. Don't get too distracted and just launch off into something that's not making you feel financially secure. You don't need to do that.
Yeah. I'm going to be very careful. So when I meet with my boss next week, will he tell me that he will transfer me to member services?
That's another good question. Will he fulfill your wishes? Your wish is granted. What you asked for is coming true. And what I want to say to you, Wendy, is keep your frequency where you want to meet him, right? In a place of trust, not overly eager, in a place of trusting that you're able to match where you want to go, and to feel that confident, clear relationship with him. He'll feel that frequency and meet you at that frequency and feel confident in where you want to go and know that he can delegate this position to you. Just know that your wish is granted and feel that camaraderie with him. Feel that he does respect you.
Well, thank you. And I hope that
I
hope that whatever boss I get, I hope it's a female boss. I wish it was Peggy, Peggy and Tammy. But you can't, tell them who to put you with. But I hope that whoever my new boss is will be supportive.
Too. And you know what? Regardless of other people supporting you or not, you've got a genie watching over you, a very light being who's able to care for your wishes and create an atmosphere where you feel good and you feel safe and you feel empowered and you feel respected. Regardless of how others' moods come and go, regardless of how moods come and go, you're going to be a bright light in people's lives. And they are not always able to recognize this. It's okay. You have a guiding light with you. Watching.
That's wonderful. And it's a genie?
Yes, it's like your wish genie is able to hear you and able to guide with you the frequency to go higher, right? It's like to keep your spirits high and feel comfortable in your position that you want to be in.
Wonderful. Very well, I hope that I'm
very protective, keeping any bad moods off your back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I need a safe harbor. So I hope that I'm put on Peggy's team.
Okay, that's a great hope. I'm going to dig into this guided meditation. Are you going to stick with us or are you on your way?
Oh, I would love to stay, yes.
Okay, well, get comfy. I'm going to mute the line now. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to how you relate to night? This is about when you go into relaxing and have a cat nap, or you go in and you have a sleep at night, that you feel clear and that nothing's bugging you, that you're able to ease into your sleep. Do you have anything to add about sleep time?
I like the healing, the emotional and physical healing aspect of that.
Nice. Yes, I am okay, so I'm going to mute the line here, Wendy. Thanks for calling in. I'm going to go into
Thank
this
you,
meditation. I'll talk about, blessings to you too. All right. Okay, everyone, so come on in, and feel free to come on in if you wanted to say hello, just let me know. But we are going to go into this guided meditation. I'm here for the upliftment of the planet, and if you're in alignment with this, then this station is on your wavelength. Whether you consider yourself psychic or not, there is an incredible psychic war waging over our sense of sovereignty at this time. If you're sensitive, if you're psychic, you may be feeling quite overwhelmed by this specific energetic drain or attacks on you. Let me help lift you out from under that miserable nasty and keep them out. I will guide you in self-care massage and soothing meditation. I have been in massage and meditation for 30 years. This will help you sleep sounder, safer, and even ease tension headaches, as we had our listener bring to her concern about there being a lot of anger in the air, even if it's not her own, that it hurts her head. And so let's ease out of those tension headaches that may be coming from the battle of attitudes and energies going on above the earth, below the earth, you know, and on the earth. And I'm calling on Archangel Zadkiel for solutions. Wherever you are in your earthly life, that higher solutions lift you up. I call upon Zadkiel for this help. It's a type of success that comes from looking at your life objectively right now. So just set down any worries you might have been having, any struggle, frustration. So look a little more objectively and allow yourself to know that everything is balancing out and that you can make this through. Just be patient. We're all here going through a lot of things. I call upon a forgiving and healing energy, as Wendy was loving that, when sleep is can be very healing. And that's exactly the direction I'm asking for right now, is that we allow healing, and that when we sleep, if it's a cat nap or a snooze, or when we settle in for a longer sleep or at nighttime, that we feel surrounded by guardian angels. I call upon the guardian angels and guardian spirits that are protecting us and guarding us, protecting our psychic awareness, our third eye, and helping us to be brave and not to panic. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to center and feel the light within you, tuning in with heavenly light, and allow the heavenly light to strengthen your inner light. Relax your shoulders, relax your muscles, and know that there is a glowing light protecting you. You are in your own light bubble. Allow it to nurture yourself, your bones, your muscles, and allow yourself to relax even deeper. And I want you to take your fingertips, rub them together, warm them up a little bit. And allow the light to move through your body and nurture you by taking your fingertips to your scalp and coming in along your temples. Allow yourself to receive a massage from the light through your fingertips. Know that you are a child of light, in your earthly body here, and that wings of golden light protect you, your own wings even. Feel that connection and allow yourself to move around your scalp. Feel your scalp anywhere that's tight. Just give it a good rub. Circular, and maybe even use the base of your palms and go smooth circular. Massage the back of your head. And in the back of your head is really special because, you know, you have eyes in the back of your head. You really truly have psychic senses and spidey senses and capabilities. And when you're resting, you want to feel protected in that area. And it's like one eye open, it's happening. But you need to know that you can relax, knowing that you are guarded. You are protected. Like any more, you can pull your hair a little bit. That's a really great way to ease out any tension. Grab your hair and pull gently. Relax the shoulders. And then take your hand, one of your right hand, let's go in that way, and hold the back of your head, the occipital lobe areas, that back area of your head, and just circular movement is great, just to ease any unknown tensions, any fears, just dissolve. So that you can relax, knowing that you're protected when you're awake and when you're asleep, and your light is increasing. You are like a candlelight coming to life. And if you have a candle, feel free to light a candle. These wax candles, great aura to it. Can really clear the air, as well as it attracts more light energies, like the fairies who are active and caring for nature itself, and you're part of nature. And squeeze the back of your neck now. Give it a good squeeze right in there. Can be a lot of tension held. So let's just gently, firmly squeeze that neck up and down, squeeze it. And feel even more comfortable in your body. And let's take the other hand, the left hand, and squeeze from that side, because you're going to get a different angle. Squeeze your neck up and down. Just go along your neck there. Squeeze it up and down. Glide along your neck. Allow that tension to dissolve. And feel how your body is quite intelligent. Know that it is intelligent. And yet it can relax. Knowing that when you need to, you step into action. But right now is time. You can relax. Now take both your hands, squeeze along each side of your neck and along the side of your spine, your neck, back in your neck, and just sort of push in along your spine. And close your eyes and then give your shoulders a squeeze. And you might find it's rather tight or not too bad. Just give them a squeeze. Just say, hey, I love you. I love your body. I appreciate everything, every story that's going on in you. And yet now it's time to open up. The body is not your enemy. It's totally biofeedback for you. So let your body know you appreciate that it's giving you feedback on where your emotions are at. So center yourself. And allow the devices to be guarded by heavenly angels. We ask that heavenly angels help us understand how to protect ourselves. That the heavenly angels are able to give us tools like Himalayan crystal salts or crystals to block any negativity. And that when we actually do go into sleep, we can shut off our devices completely, make sure that we are getting deep sleep without anybody coming in to disturb us. Now give your third eye a little circular rub with your two forefingers on your right hand. Circular to the right. This is really clearing and cleansing any fuzzy sensations that you may be experiencing, emotions. It's like we want to step back and feel objective to our lives right now rather than overwhelmed by anything. We want to feel the ease of life. and feel a little more objective so that we can relax and know that all things can receive solution. So let's relax. Then call upon the unicorns, magical, magical unicorns of pure innocence. Thank you. Thank you for your nurturing presence. As we enter dream time, may we be able to see clearly and receive messages clearly from our guardians, from our inner high selves, happy thoughts. Allow yourself to smile. Feel happier right now. Allow the unicorns to nuzzle you into a really safe sensation and the happiness that exists. For light always triumphs. Everything is false. Something very good is happening. Because in the contrast of any darkness, our light is catalyzed to become brighter, and we tap into strength that we didn't know we had. Happiness is simple. Allow your thoughts to lighten and come into happy thoughts. And continue smiling. That smile exercises muscles and activates energy in your face because it's a genuine smile. You're not giving it to anyone else. You're feeling it from the warmth of you and your, and reminding yourself genuinely the energy of happiness. Any unhappy thoughts, just allow them to dissolve. Any resistance to feeling the authenticity of your happiness, just allow it to dissolve. Maybe you want to massage your jawline a bit. The unicorns want to help you turn your life around. Turn your life into full, rich, genuine happiness. And allow your thinking to shift, enlighten. Feel really happy. Feel really safe. Feel it in your body. Even if some sad things are going on in your personal life, or just you know that the sad things are going on the planet right now, you have the power to smile and truly be happy with love, with compassion. Towards yourself, towards the planet, by thinking these positive, uplifting thoughts and vibrations, that it's genuine, and it doesn't mean you're understanding or being aware of anything else, but you're allowing the light to come in. The happier you are, the more things will speed in the direction of being better in your life and in the lives of others. You have a magical effect when you adjust your frequency to happiness. You allow heavenly solutions. This is a magical energy of light that attracts pleasant experiences to you. Hold on to only good thoughts, sunlight, candlelight. Hold on to light. Feel the light holding on to you. And allow yourself to have happy thoughts about others. get yourself to 0% hatred. Allow it to dissolve. And see how your wisdom increases. Your clarity increases. 100% divine love flowing through your cells. See the good within yourself. See the good within others. See the goodness on you. Focus on the good within yourself and others, and this is improving the relationships, finding the light lines. All else is false. It motivates everyone to act in better ways when we glow with light. And without expectation, just know that you are affecting yourself and everyone right now just by allowing yourself to light up like this and relax, bringing more happiness to the world by beaming with this joyful light that is you in your body, connecting with heaven. When you're happy, you're lifting the moods of everyone around you into your atmosphere. Your happiness helps everyone feel better. It helps all of us to enjoy a better world. Enjoy your happy thoughts. Know that they're having an effect. Enjoy the solutions that are available to you. And allow you to feel this glow, happily joining hands in this light with rainbows of solutions pouring into your life. And as you rest, the next time you come into rest, which may be soon or maybe a bit later, remember this sensation. Because you've raised your vibration, already affecting your life. And the moon's been waning, and the moon is still glowing. Reflects the light. The light improves your plans. Even in the darkest of nights, there are opportunities. Listen to your intuition. Accurate guidance is coming to you, and you are able, your fears, you're able to claim your sovereignty and deflect. And you're growing stronger. Thank you for coming in for a little bit to relax yourself, for increasing light with me. I hope to get together with you again sometime in the near future. There's light in the night. And this has been your nightlight guided meditation with me, Venus. Have a beautiful, restful, peaceful sleep. Hey, Wendy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thanks for coming in, Wendy. I just wanted to say goodbye. And thanks for coming in, Wendy, and blessings in your job promotion.